Hi, everyone. We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm sorry, marketing school, media giant marketing school podcast. I wish, but no, it's a media giant marketing podcast, the media giant marketing podcast. And, you know, we all have our interesting things. Good morning, guys. Just finished up an interview with Navy SEAL Mark Green. If you check out, I'm the number six celebrity podcast in the world, according to FeedSpot. But this is Media Giant Marketing Podcast. And first thing I want to talk about, paid advertising. How many people are still doing paid ads when you are not talking about a business or a corporation or a really big brand? Authors, are you still doing paid ads? And are they working? Amazon, Facebook. I think Amazon at least gives you a bang for your buck in the fact that you're not blowing a lot of money and you're getting a lot of impressions and views for your book. But what is the best bet to go with the paid advertising? My opinion of paid ads is this. Once you have overextended your organic reach to a level beyond belief, worked your butt off, and I'm going to give you some tips today on Media Giant Marketing Podcast, then go to paid ads. Now, if you want to go to paid ads earlier, I'm happy to help run them for you. But I'm telling you, it's about brand. Like, I have a specific funnel where I go ahead and figure out ways of getting sales. And it sure as heck is in DMs. It's not in overtly advertising, except I guess on my podcast, especially Hello LinkedIn, as we're live on LinkedIn as well. You can hear certain things, but ultimately I'm here to give you value. First value is you got to build a followers and engagement that are real leads. If they're not real leads, real people that want to buy your product and service, who cares about the likes? If they're your friends and family and they're not going to buy anything of yours, you got to just say, why? Why do I want this vanity metrics? So the first thing is building a huge community of people on Facebook, on social media sites. I would consider Facebook group a big thing. Once you have that community and you're developing that engagement and you're having those conversations and you've reached out to every one of them, I'll credit Alex Hormozi on this, and you've reached out to every single person on your list, in your phone list, anywhere, phone calls, and you've overextended all of your leads, then you go to paid ads. But you ultimately have to see if a brand and you have a good offer. So you better have done a competitive analysis on your book, podcast, whatever. Am I on the right path with my competitors? If I'm not on the right path with my competitors, I really got to step my game up. And it's a constant step up of me. I'm always constantly looking to improve. I have 200,000 plus followers, which we all know now followers are not as important. So that's really my point in today's podcast is, have you overextended all of your things? Meaning you have reached out to everyone. You've grown enough followers and you have seen this offer and people have taken this offer and said yes to it. If you're running Facebook ads and no one's ever purchased your offer, or Instagram or Amazon, and never bought your author organically, why are they going to do it paid? Why are people seeing a paid ad going to be like, wow? I think, and the thing is, as a publishing company now with Hollow Man Publishing, with my good friend Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and also owner of Hollow Man Publishing with me and American May VA, what I've learned in this process of marketing his book is you have to find the right target market. You have to find people who are intrigued by the book and you have to provide value in those situations. But if you're going to pay $30, $40 a day for ads and spend $1,000 and get like 10 book sales, which is $100, you're throwing more money out. So you really have to over DM people, do whatever you can. It's a lot of work. And if I would tell you before, I would not start a product, service, business, or anything till I build a value on social media or as a podcast. Then figure out your product or your service and figure out what your TAM is, your total addressable market. And when you're able to do that, and that's again, thanks to Neil Patel, I learned that, then you're on the right path. I see so many people marketing ideas, marketing coaching services, or a book or something and have never done a competitive analysis, has never written a business plan, has never looked at who my ideal customer is. They've never done it. And they're saying, why do I have no sales? You have no sales, guys, because you didn't do the necessary phases. I think Marie Forleo talks about this. And also, I'll think of this other woman that coaches. You got to have phases in your business. You can't jump to, okay, I'm going to start a course before I have coaching clients. I'm going to do this before that. Because there's a lot of sharks out there. They're going to tell you, you can go ahead and do that right now. No problem. And I'm like, what? You could do this. You can make money without any followers or course or anything. But yes, your course can make money quickly if it's like the cure for cancer. You go out, get a couple of reviews, and you're set, and you'll make money. But ultimately, have you tested your product and service? Comment in the comments if you tested your product and service. Have you tested that product and service? Have you gone ahead? Make sure you like and subscribe to this new podcast, Media Giant Marketing Podcast, and tell me what you think of it. I'm enjoying these conversations, but that's what came to me today in my mind, and I'm hopefully going to broadcast every day after I do a tour in the mornings and talk about the stuff. But you'll go back and you can listen to this, like, reviews, share, subscribe, whatever you need to do. But Media Giant Marketing Podcast is going to give you the straights and really the truth of everything. And if you don't have the time to grow a bunch of followers, engagement, spend 3-4 hours a day on social media, you have challenges getting the right people, and you don't know how to really come up with your value proposition, go ahead, DM me and schedule a call with me today. That's it. DM me saying, hey, Neil, I want to talk to you. I'm happy to provide a full valuation of your business or brand, take a look at everything and see why it's not sellable, or it is sellable, or what help you need. The only help you might need is absolutely building a brand, because without a brand, you can't go out there and talk because no one will listen. So take care, guys. And I'm already getting ready to do another recording without my Zoom screen, is I'm going to do a big announcement today. And that announcement is why I've decided to do a documentary about my pro wrestling career and coming back to the ring, and this documenting everything in my ring, in the ring comeback. All right, guys, that was the Media Giant Marketing Podcast. Guys, take care.